This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, what is love? Hadaway here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with Jim and Barry Walsh. Yes, it is Barry Wang Walsh.
Yeah, that is the new name, all right.
Yes, that is what you shall be called from here on in.
So you stayed up to watch it,
quite
the sound
of course, absolutely.
Oh, Jim Murray Jew, yeah.
Fantastic it was. Very, very good start to Series 2.
Yeah, there you go now, Series 2. It's out.
Loads of love already on the WhatsApp for it. Loads of people said they were peeing themselves.
Yeah, I got great messages. If you are one of the people that watched Young Offenders Season 2 debut last night... thank you very much for the messages. I got lovely messages from everybody. It was deadly, so it was. Very
good
nice
start. Good start it was, in fairness.
And immediately almost repeated on BBC One, which is hilarious, wasn't it?
You can watch it back to back. Stereo watching.
Stereo viewing,
yeah. It looks fantastic. Shape. And you're in it a lot this season.
I'm in it a lot more now this season, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good start last night. I particularly enjoyed your dog tail explanation scene. That was very good.
Yeah, that's because that's...
Did you rewatch it, just out of curiosity?
That was my first time seeing it.
Oh, you only got to see it last night?
Oh, I haven't seen anything.
Oh my
God. No, that was my first time seeing it last night.
What did you think of it? Did you think it was any good?
I enjoyed it.
What did you think?
You don't mind me saying.
What did you think of your man who played Barry Walsh?
I thought he was about wang. Yeah. I did enjoy it. I had good crack now last night watching it. Yeah, I did indeed.
Some crackers in it, all right. Yeah, so that's it. It's up and running. Of course, for a lot of people have probably already seen it if they were watching the... Can you see the BBC One over here?
Well, you can watch it. Like, you could watch it last night, BBC One, obviously.
Yeah. But the original one,
that's... The iPlayer.
Yeah.
The BBC iPlayer is blocked in Ireland. I'm told there's... Ways and didgeridoos are
ways,
doing it.
Ways and means.
But
anyway, look, sure, we have it now. We have it anyway for ourselves on RTE2, 9:30 every Monday now. Every Monday for the next, 6 weeks or something?
For the next 6 weeks, yeah. Ooh. And then immediately broadcast after it on the BBC
On
One.
The BEEB, in case you want to stay up late and stuff like that.
In case you're not home or there's something else on or whatever.
So, crack and start. Are you aware of the chronology or whatever the word is of it? Like, so do you know a few of the bits and pieces that will kind of happen next week?
Oh, jeez, yes, right, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I mean, the fucking thing would be something else if I didn't know the story.
Like that, you know the way sometimes you don't shoot in sequence?
No,
we
didn't.
Yeah.
But I do,
kind of what's... Any particular highlights you don't point out for us to look out for next week?
Well, if you're into Barry Walsh,
is next week a particularly good?
No, episode 6 is a huge week for Barry.
Right.
A very big week for him.
Okay.
Next week is... I think they're all as good as each other.
Good.
Although episode 3, for a very obvious reason that I can't give away yet...
Right, okay.
...is my favourite.
Right,
okay. And I'm not even in it.
Oh, really?
No, but it is my favourite.
Wow.
I remember reading the script and I was crying in the car and all, like a little child I was.
Laughing?
No.
What?
Oh my God,
pathos as well.
Pathos, yeah. Oh, jeez. I was laughing and laughing and laughing. Billy Murphy has a moment.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I don't know what it is about that absolute crazy lunatic nut job dangerous villain.
He just brings out the soft side.
But he just brings out the soft side in everybody.
Young Offenders back in action. Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, or Jim and Barry Walsh. 6:15 on this Tuesday. Thanks a million for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. Loads of WhatsApps in. Loads of love for the Young Offenders last night and PJ's role in it. He'll get to read them all. Even if we don't get to give them a shout out, he'll get to read them all. They're all there in front of him. Birthdays for you now. You're ready to rock into this, are you?
Birthing days indeed, yeah. Let's say I haven't had a bad week.
No, it's been...
It's Tuesday.
Like, no, but I haven't had a bad off the day. Post, haven't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, did indeed. Until you hit me with some mad... Oh, it was Red Hurley.
Red Hurley, yeah. One of your own to start. A man who has graced this very studio.
Yes.
Only just, God, within the last couple of weeks, I think, if memory serves. Des Bishop.
Whoa, Des Bishop. Bam, bam. Des Bishop. Met him on the weekend as well.
This weekend?
Yeah, he was at the Kilkenomics thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
That we were doing, yeah. So, Des.
Do you know, Des Bishop is kind of like the genuine Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? Insofar as that he left New York and came to Ireland basically because he was being bullied by a big boy.
Yeah.
He tells a great story. He told it on that Cutting Edge thing. You know that thing that Brendan O'Connor does?
Yeah, yeah.
And told a great story about like being picked on, and one of the guys that was picking on him was like some relation to your man John Gotti, you know, the kind of mafia gang. So kind of when the opportunity to come to Ireland came up, he went, oh, okay.
Yeah, I see what it's all like, yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, yeah, Des, I think I know this.
I should suspect you do.
If I'm right, he's like 1 year younger than me, or he's the same age as me.
How old are you again?
44.
You're 44?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And you think he's the same age as you or 1 year younger?
Yeah.
So it's a 50-50 bet.
I think he's 44 now.
Yes, he is!
Yeah! Good luck with that! Happy birthday, Dizzy Bishop. Yeah, man. It's like I won something by saying that.
Good going, though. Right, and I think the rest of them are going to fall into place. This could be a good one for you. Keane O'Connor is next up.
Ah!
Keane O'Connor, of course, the man who was... Oh,
the man who
embarrassed, embarrassed by his drug-taking horse.
I know. And fairness to Keane O'Connor, his horse was stoned out of his banger. And yeah, he was still able to do well.
How was Keane O'Connor? I don't know how he... I'd say he was just the shame of having a horse.
What is it with Ireland and horse headlines? When it comes to horse headlines, nobody does them like Ireland.
No.
Between Shergar, the burgers, and the doped-up horse.
Doped-up horses.
Chris Waterford Crystal. We do horse headlines like no other country in the world could possibly do them.
Yeah.
We're mad for a bit of horse scandal.
All of our horses must be, like, a unique. An Irish horse is a unique breed, has to be said.
Other countries would be there, the corruption and all, and the government, and we found out one of our senators was a drug dealer. Sure, don't talk to me. Listen, since Shergar, the horses are gone mad. They're gone mad. You want to see, there's a horse down there has a gun.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what's going on in the horse world. Yeah.
Because people would think it's like, you know, it's like a nickname for a gangster. You know, you have the monk, you have the penguin, and then there was the horse.
Yeah, horse burgers.
Which one is he? No. An actual horse.
Yeah, an actual horse.
All the drugs.
His thing is he kicks you in the face and he turns you into burgers to get rid of you. I was going to say Shergar.
Actually, I tell you, to set it up nicely, I'm going to give you this one.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you it's a significant birthday for Keane O'Connor.
Right, well,
yeah.
Isn't Pippa... What's his sister's name?
Are they even related? I never knew that.
Oh, they're brother and sister, aren't they?
Wow.
Yeah.
Keane O'Connor and
Pippa O'Connor.
The model.
Yeah, yeah, they're brother and sister, I think, aren't they? I think they are.
Is Pippa O'Connor Mrs. What's his name?
Brian Ormond.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think now, let's be honest, I think he's Mr. Pippa O'Connor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right, come on, do this, because we can set up the old dramatic. I'll get the...
If he's our older brother, then he's got to be... Oh, my God. I still don't know.
What do you mean?
I'd have a better stab at the horse. He's either 40 or 50.
Right, okay.
Now, the Olympics was ages ago. He's 50.
He's 40,
half
man.
Half a sugar's sake in a basket.
Unbelievable. The poor bloke. He's only 40. He's still competing.
Well, what age is Pippa then? Is she the older sister? I thought she was the younger sister.
Oh, man. And I had the dramatic music ready to go.
Sugar right, there's in still, a basket.
Come on. There's still time. There's still time. Oh,
she's
34.
Mike's after finding out. Oh, for fuck's
like?
Sake.
Right,
she must
okay.
have got married at 19 then.
What about GAA legend Jim McGuinness?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy's winning matches.
Yeah.
Jimmy's
Donegal,
winning games.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Jimmy's taking Sam back to Donegal again.
How many did he win? Did he win any? Just one.
He won the one, yeah.
Oh, my God. And they made right songs about him and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, of course they did. Donegal don't exactly have a plethora of all Irelands.
I suppose, fair point.
Guess when he won it, too.
Seldom is wonderful.
When he won it, too. When Donegal were not expected to win at.
Right.
And the day after I did a gig for the Dublin team. Yeah. So everybody blames me for it.
Oh, right.
Because I went in. Dublin were hot favourites to win the All-Ireland that year. Hot favourites. In the semi-final, Donegal
was
playing. Oh, was it 2012 or something like that?
Right.
Was it? I think it might have been 2012. Dublin were hot favourites. And then it was all
and
the
then PJ did a gig.
And then I got asked. I was delighted. The brass at the Dublin camp. Come down and say a few words to the lads, would you? Yeah, it was amazing. I went in. I did the gig. And then I remember getting all tearful thinking, Jesus, if only me dad was here now, I'd be able to tell him why he played for Dublin.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Stephen Cluxton and all presented me with a jersey. signed by the lads.
Oh, God.
So, my own Dublin jersey. I played for Dublin, played a gig for Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, I could determine that any way I wanted.
Absolutely.
And I was sitting in the car and I was very emotional. I thought, when they
such
win the All Ireland, this is just going to be the most perfect thing. They went out in the semi finals against Donegal and they lost. And everybody in the pub after that match was like, what did you say to them, you pick? What did you say? They were literally the favourites. Oh, what did you... You're in there saying stupid things about horses and baskets and all, aren't you? Yeah, I told...
Right, so Jim McGuinness stole your dreams.
He did, yeah,
he
yeah.
He stole your perfect moment.
But a great character in the game at the time. Although he killed football. No, he didn't, no. But he had that poison football where I think they played...
Is he the one that, what's his name, lost his reason over?
Joe Brolly.
Yeah,
it wasn't, it was that type of football that he brought into the game, yeah. So Jimmy McGuinness is 53.
It's only 47.
Ah, jeez.
Why is it about you making everybody really old this morning? I'd say he must be in the 70s now, is he?
I thought we were doing it in horse years.
Right, okay. And then the other one is kind of somebody who I've heard you, you're the only person I've ever heard mention this, well, not the only person I've heard mention this person, but you do tend to mention him more than normal. Blonadny Coffee.
Oh, Blonadny. Ah, yeah.
I'm struggling to even put a face on this person, but you talk about her all the time.
Yeah, you're not serious. Blonad with the red hair. Ginger warrior of RTE.
She wasn't the one that was caught up in the alleged bullying kind of shenanigans.
She was caught up in that, yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm not sure which end of it she was on, but anyway.
Less said about that now.
The better.
Because we will get ourselves, whatever you say about horses.
Yeah.
You don't be messing with...
Yeah, you don't be messing with Gael Gorse.
She's one of those ones that has that, they talk that Irish. That type of Irish where it's like...
Yeah, yeah. You have to spit and everything.
But Grania Shogan and all. You meet Grania Shogan, she's absolutely deadly. She's so sound and lovely and all. And they say, what's your... What speak a bit of Irish.
Yeah.
And Blodnich is one of them.
And the Doughty O'Shea's.
Does he do that?
Well, I'm not even sure if he can speak Irish at all, to be perfectly honest with you. But when he speaks normally, it's not a million miles away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dizer. Dizer gas, man.
I have been a cake, Dale.
I used to love when Doughty O'Shea was on with Claire. What's her name? Claire?
Byrne.
Claire Byrne. Do you remember that? That was amazing because she was real serious. And you could see she had an idea of herself, but getting where she is now. And so they'd be doing something on Afghanistan or something.
Yeah.
And you know, and then it would come back and Claire would be there going, unbelievable what they're going through over there. We're going to be trying to get someone in later to talk us through the process and what's going on in the White House later. Isn't that right, Doughty? And I'd be there going, if this was in Kelly, they'd hand out a plate of cakes and some lettuce and it would calm the man down there, Claire. Isn't that right? She was mortified. She's in a permanent state of being mortified. Right, I don't think that was where we were going with that.
Keeping the wolf from the door.
I love Doughty. I think he's great.
Anyway,
great.
It's not his birthday. It's Blonadny
Cornflakes is 43.
49.
Oh, jeepers. I'm really bad today.
Ah, look, sure.
Really bad.
You're overcome.
Well, you know something? Is it really important what age people are?
No.
Because you know what I mean? I'm starting to say it. You're going to be dead in the morning. And so don't say no to a piece of cake today.
Great stuff. Thanks, Sarah. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Jeez, lads, it's freezing.
It is. It's a bit bold.
Yeah,
it is.
How windy.
Yeah, where did the wind come from?
Yeah, whipped up, didn't it, overnight?
It's proper gusty out there.
It is, yeah, which means that in addition to it already being Baltic, now it's windy Baltic, which is not good.
There's nothing worse than windy
Baltic. Windy Baltic, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you something, the worst you could possibly have. Listen, did you stay up to revel in the screen glory of our very own PJ Gallagher on the Young Offenders last night?
Of course he didn't.
What are you talking about? What?
Get out of it.
I did, actually.
You did not, did you?
I did. Well, it's only 10:05, so it's only like 5 minutes beyond my bedtime. Had it been any later than 10:05, I probably wouldn't have stayed up.
It's fair enough.
No, that's not true. Yeah, no, I did. It was deadly, actually. It was really, really
deadly.
It's
a bit of crack.
It's really good crack. And what I love about it is you know these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you see these people through all walks of life.
Yeah, that's a bit scary, actually. Yeah, you do.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And it's side-spitting funny. Well done.
Yeah, mate, it makes good, me feel like good. I'm glad I was never a father in the end, though, I'll be honest with you. Some job you've put yourselves through, I have to say.
I still
being
think,
parents.
I still think that, you know, your dog wagging the tail scene explanation was very good.
Yeah, that was all improvised on the day because I couldn't remember the lines.
Do you know what? I had a funny sense that was what happened.
It was the one part of the show that I thought, oh my God, that's PJ actually being PJ.
That
was the mad part.
Yeah, funny enough, when you can't remember the lines, you just end up saying something.
Such a quality actor you are.
John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits, and Rosala, Everybody's Free with your Get Up and Go song, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Lads, can you please say hello to my wife? Oh my God. Gosia, is it? Gosia. G-O-S-I-A. How would you pronounce that, PJ?
Gosia.
Gosia.
That's how I pronounce it, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, listen. It's our first day back at work after two fabulous weeks honeymooning in the Caribbean.
Yay!
Might warm her up a bit. It's from Joe Diskin. So listen, if you're married to a bloke called Joe Diskin and you've just come back from your honeymoon in the Caribbean,
and your name even rhymes with Gosia,
yeah,
then we'll have a great one.
Then well done to you, and thanks for listening. And warm up a bit and all that.
And all that, look after yourself.
Also, hey lads, can you play a song for my super boy, 9-year-old Adam Conlon? We're on the road to Crumlin since 5 for a day of appointments.
Holy smoke. Well, oh my God.
Yeah, he's an amazing Superman. So it's love from Mum Becky, two gorgeous brothers, Eamon and Jake. And he loves the script. Did they play, or are they playing, or is there something going on?
Didn't I see a picture of Damien Farley with the script yesterday?
Exactly. That's
they must be doing something, or they must be around.
Something going on.
Damien Farley, rubbing shoulders with the stars.
Sure, he could have been in the script. Big boy band heading him.
He could, yeah. But I heard they asked him to go on tour, but he was there. No, it's a bit too far now. He went his buddies. You go on there now, boys. Have a good time. That's what I heard he said.
Anyway, Adam Conlon, fair play to you. I was going to say have a great day. Just you're brilliant. That's
you will have
saying.
A great day because you're a battler and you're a warrior. So you are. So you do what you need to do. Fair
you're
play.
You're brilliant.
To.
That's what it's all
and
about.
And your ma's deadly as well.
Yeah. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads going on today. By the way, we've all of the bits and pieces. Another chance for you to pick up Deacon Blue tickets. Our Fergus will be singing the blues.
Oh,
a
that's
bit
right.
Later on.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a little bit harder today now than yesterday.
Bit tougher.
Michael said he kind of we almost threw it away yesterday just to get into the way it.
Was Mike,
flow of it.
Was Mike talking to Fergus?
I don't know. I don't think Mike is very in tune with Fergus. I think Fergus might be a little bit too old.
Right, okay.
I think
just checking.
Fergus started singing the blues. What was that, 1988? Don't know.
Anyway, that's on the way. Of course, the hit bit as always. I think it's, 560 or something today, is it?
560 quid, yeah.
Sounds good.
There you go. Look, the script released an album last Friday. So somehow they're obviously around promoting the album and Damien Farley managed to get a hold of them, as he'd say himself.
Right,
I got a hold of them there, don't yeah. Got a hold of the boys. Yeah.
Does Damien know that your impersonation of him is that, you know, is that kind of, let's say, extreme?
What are you talking about? That's an exact impression of him. I'd say if he heard that, he'd think it was...
I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember recording that down, right? Hey!
Also, the breakfast table.
That's lovely.
The breakfast table quiz this week. We kicked it off yesterday. I think it was. Was it eight?
Eight, yes.
Is that seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Seven the score to beat the breakfast table quiz.
Seven, right, so there you go. Hang on, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You can be going to the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And stay in the bridal suite.
It's actually a deadly prize, in fairness. I love Kinsale. Jeepers, I do. What a great little spot in the world that is.
I don't think I've ever been to Kinsale.
Oh, would you stop? Get down here to the fishy, fishy cafe. That's the big thing about Kinsale.
Fishy, fishy?
Yeah. You know the fish is delicious. It comes out of the wishes, jumps out of the ocean and into the pan. The fish are mad about Martin and Martin's mad about fish. That's right. Where they sing that.
That's a really bad rhyme at the end, though.
What are you talking about? That was literally the TV show. That's the way it was. What are you talking about? You try rhyming stuff with fish.
And you, and that's it all happened in Kinsale, did it?
Well, yeah, that's your man Martin's restaurant, the Fishy Fishy Cafe, is in Kinsale.
Oh, right.
Martin, who's mad about fish, Kinsale is mad about
we
him.
We need to do an Irish tour. Do you know that?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
We need to do an Irish
tour. I'd love to do that. PJ and Jim's Food tour of Ireland.
Food tour. Now
I'd love.
You've struck gold. You've struck gold. By the way, Tara has literally just screamed in my ear, I'm going to!
Oh my God, God. The fish are mad about Tara, and Tara's mad about fish.
Right. All of that, actually, speaking of food, you may have heard on there our little promo yesterday that it's World Vegan Month.
And
our PJ is going to embrace it a little bit later on. We're going to have a chat about that.
Why not? Why not?
Also, what else is going on today? We've got the jungle stuff.
The jungle stuff, yeah.
Another man who has graced this very studio, Andrew Maxwell.
He's going into the jungle.
He'll be going into the jungle.
Sniggledy Snake was here with us last week and never mentioned
Never
it.
Said it, so Dickie Bird. We could have had a few quid in him.
He was going on about doing a gig to a million people. You know the way Andrew talks like that? We did a gig to a million people. Yeah.
I don't know what he actually did, though, did he?
He did do it.
Did it happen?
Yes, sir.
Did a million people show up?
I met him.
He was saying it could go either way.
They did, yeah. No, because I met him the next day.
Right.
At the Ray Darcy thing I was doing. Do you remember? And he was there. He kept saying it. Did the gig for a million people. Yeah. I know, man. For a million people. They said the cheer was so loud they could hear it at the back of the House of Commons in the jack.
Anyway, all of that and whatever you're having yourself, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 5 to 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Tuesday, 12th of November. Thanks for all the WhatsApps as well. PJ's getting to see them all. Lots of love coming in for the first episode of Season 2.
Yeah, thanks so much, everybody.
Young Offenders last night. So, as I say, even if we don't get a chance to give them a shout-out, they're all there in front of PJ. He gets to see them all, 087-188-0008. Do you know what I just noticed as well? It's one of the birthdays I didn't include today. It's a bloke called Harvey Stevens, right?
Yeah.
Who was the guy who was Damien in The Omen.
Get out of it!
Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Is it?
49
he is. He is not!
Yeah.
That little fecker.
Far cry from hanging around on his tricycle.
I'd say he's still 3 foot high and evil looking. He was probably like in his 20s when he made that show. Dirty little evil scary head them. What a great movie that was.
Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7:10. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Tuesday. 087-188-0008. Hit bit on the way before 8 o'clock. Of course, €560. But yeah, they've been announced. The celebs going into the jungle have been announced. The big one, of course, is Caitlyn Jenner, isn't it?
The big one's Caitlyn Jenner, who's getting £500,000. £500,000 sterling is what she's getting paid for going into the jungle, which is, I think, that's mental.
So she's getting it for going in regardless, even if she's voted out first.
I suppose that's the idea. That'll be the fee. That'll be the fee. There's some great people in it. There's most of them, though, as usual. I don't know who any of them are. That's just me. Because I'm like...
So who do we know?
Well, of course, we can go no further without talking about Andrew Maxwell. Because
hey.
Andrew Maxwell, who was in the show, who's been a friend of the show, he's going in there. And he was... there was rumours about this now. I hear the sniff, but I didn't want to be the breaker of the rumour.
Right.
Because I was doing, you know, the Kilkenomics Festival.
This weekend, in Kilkenny, last weekend, just gone, yeah.
And I heard Maxwell isn't here and he's in the programme. And then I heard a little bit of a... He's in the jungle. Say nothing to
so literally the jungle drums were beating.
Yeah, the jungle drums were banging for Maxwell. You know? And I was like, all right, okay, yeah. So I heard that he was over there.
I'm assuming that would be regarded as a great move, a big move for him.
Financially,
I
think.
To go in there.
Now, another rumour I've heard is nobody that goes in there gets less than 100,000 quid.
Brilliant.
So that's huge. And then, of course, when you get out, if you do it anyway, good at all.
Yeah.
You come out, there's a lot of possibilities to capitalise on.
The profile alone from having been in.
You get a lot of chances to capitalise on it, depending on how good you go and how long you're in there.
Yeah.
So I'd say he'll be counting the quids already, I'd say.
Is there any other sort of comedian types in it?
No, I run through the lineup with you.
Yeah, because I'm interested to see whether or not he'll get a chance now to... You know, it'd be good for him if he got a chance to shine.
Yeah, no, he's the only comedian in there.
Brilliant.
It's an unusual gang, right? So there's Maxwell, right? We said him, so he's in there.
This is the first time there's ever been anybody in there that I've actually met. And I knew Nadia Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this is the second time.
Jim asked her out before John Delaney. so she's... Oh yeah, she's not there. Maxwell's in. Do you know what? I won't even just give you the names. I'll give you their odds that are winning.
Okay.
I'll give you the odds too. So it'll be like a horsey thing.
Right.
Like, it's like we're doing tipsters for charity. So a guy called Roman Kemp, he's a Capital Radio DJ. He's going
never
in as well.
Him.
Don't know him. 5-1 on anyway. The other Irish interest, of course, and this is a big one for us, Nadine Coyle.
Oh, Nadine Coyle.
Nadine Coyle.
Right,
Nadine
okay,
Coyle's
girls
going
allowed.
In. Yeah, she's 34 now. Her first reality TV show since the one that she was discovered on here. Do you remember the Eurostar?
Yeah, the one where she lied about her age.
She lied about, yeah, it's a famous scene, so hopefully there's loads of that. Now, she's come out just before and said she's got all these anxiety problems going in there. So
oh
she'll
God.
Be one to watch. She could be, and you know that show. If you've got anxiety problems, stay out of the flipping jungle. Because the audience torture you. They vote for you to do everything.
Exactly, exactly. And
they
of course,
do.
I wonder will she see a flower?
Yeah, you have to eat the flowers.
There'll be loads of lovely flowers in there.
Yeah, loads of lovely flowers. Have to eat the flowers. I don't want to eat the flowers. I'd rather eat the hippopotamus balls than eat the flowers.
Right, who else?
So she's in there. Now, she's in at 10-1, right?
Right.
Then, if you're football inclined... Yeah.
She's longer odds than some...
The
some
DJ lad, yeah.
That we've never heard of.
Yeah, the 5-1 lad. By the way, Maxwell's 8-1. So
not
so
bad.
Thereabouts. There's no... Now, Ian Wright, if you're into the football, Ian Wright, have to say, even though he's a gunner, or gooner...
Very entertaining.
Very entertaining fella.
Yeah.
He'd be
very likable bloke, yeah.
Yeah, he is a very likable lad.
He'll do well. I think he'll do really well.
Current favourite before it's even... 5 days before anyone walks into the jungle at all, and he is the current favourite of 5-2. Then there's, of course, Caitlyn Jenner. Going in... She's 70, man. Going into that jungle.
That's going to be a bit of an ordeal.
She's 70.
Yeah, but she is a former Olympic gold medal winner.
Yeah, when she was... Yeah. Where would you go with that?
Probably just leave it alone, I'd say.
8-1 is all I'll say on that.
Exactly. She's
going in there, 70 years old, and she's the one everyone's going to watch, so all the pressure will be on her too, because she's the big name. Jacqueline Josse, she's an EastEnders actress at 16-1. Don't know her. Miles Stevenson, singer for the X Factor winners, Raxu.
No idea.
12-1. Adele Roberts, she's 40, Radio 1 DJ, and Big Brother 3 star.
Never heard of her.
She looks vaguely familiar. Right. 20-1. James Haskell, rugby player.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I know that name. I couldn't put a face on it, but
I think you'd actually know his face. He looks like every other rugby player for England. You know, like they all come out of some sort of press. Don't they? All them rugby players.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, does he have a neck at all?
He's got a bit of a neck. He's probably reduced it since he was playing.
Right.
But he looks familiar. Do you know the way all the forwards in the English rugby team look the same?
Yeah.
Pearly white teeth, a weird headband. And a sort of a rough beard.
They all look
exactly the same.
Right.
So he's one of them. And then Kate Garraway, who's 52, a TV presenter Good Morning Britain.
I kind of know her.
Haven't been on and off that show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, she's 16-1. So there you go. So that's it. Deirdre O'Kane on the papers as well. They were obviously asking people to. Looking for Maxwell's buddies, I'd say.
To say how well you'll do.
What you think. And Deirdre O'Kane, put your house on him. Put your house on Maxwell.
But Deirdre says nice things about everybody.
She does, in fairness. Yeah. Unless she's telling jokes. Yeah, yeah, she does. Deirdre's
what do you reckon,
though?
You know him well. What do you think?
Maxwell, do you know what I mean? Maxwell, if he goes into all this politics thing, I'd say he won't do himself any favours.
Favours, right, okay.
If he starts harping on about, and then what happened, you know, he's an awful man to, you know, I read a book a week about politics and, you know, he goes into all that.
If he keeps it light.
Yeah, if he keeps it light and if he is the cheeky, chappy Maxwell.
Yeah.
If he's doing the whole, I did a gig to 1 million people and, you know, he'd be like, oh, Jesus, Max, I don't... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The 8-1 might go out to 80-1.
Ian Wright is not impressed by this, and half the English rugby team pretends to be the other fella. They really don't care.
Big Mountain, Baby I Love Your Way, here at Classic Hits, 7:20 on this Tuesday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that, and thanks for putting us straight on who Roman Kemp is. Apparently Roman Kemp is Martin Kemp's son from Spandau Ballet.
You're joking me. Right now it makes sort of a kind of
so
a sense
what
of
did
a
you,
thing.
He works as a Capital Radio DJ, is that what you said, in England?
Yeah,
in
Capital London. Radio DJ, yeah. 5-1 the odds there. He's 26.
Right, okay.
So he's going in. So now we have a...
And apparently, according to Fred, George Michael is his godfather.
Oh, for love... What?
Well, according to Fred, anyway.
Imagine your godfather more impressive than your actual father. You'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
So there you go. Also, Laura has texted in to say, just in relation to Nadine Coyle, I hope Nadine doesn't forget her passport, lads. But I mean, she did that in the show as well.
Oh, that's right. She forgot her passport. She forgot the passport, yes, when they asked her to prove her age.
Yeah.
That's right. That was amazing television of the time.
Well, don't they say? Isn't there a big rumour that all of Simon Cowell's success with X Factor and all that sort of stuff was born out of the fact that he was asked to be a judge on that?
Yeah.
And he suddenly thought,
there's something in this,
yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you know,
and that was the
this.
One that launched it off.
And then he went off and did
he did his own
Pop Stars or whatever it was called, was
or
it?
Pop Idols.
One or whatever it was, I can't remember. But that's, in fairness. Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. By the way, we were talking about Andrew Maxwell being one of the celebrities in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year. The full list has just been announced. And big news, of course, because there's, two Irish interests, Nadine Coyle, we mentioned, and Andrew Maxwell, a man who has literally graced this very studio in recent weeks. And actually, Magic Mike has popped that interview back up on Facebook, right? You can see it in did he say in video form or in audio form?
It's an audio form, yeah.
It's an audio form, Michael, isn't it?
It's audio form, yeah.
Audio form, cool.
So you can have a listen to that there. It's up on our Facebook now if you want to.
And you can have a little, see, was he dropping any
hints? There any clues to what was going on, that he was jungle bound?
Yeah.
I'm not sure there was.
As you would say, any sniggledy snakes stuff.
Any sniggledy snakes he'd be doing, he'd be eating sniggledy snakes.
He will be.
I'm combing
and
through
happy
it.
Of it.
I'm combing through it. I can't see any clues yet.
It's not so far.
Not so far, no.
There you go.
No hints.
You can do your little Hetty Wainthrop investigates moment on it and find out. Anyway, it's up there on Facebook if you want to check it out. 7:22. Guaranteed Irish, Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka, here are classic hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Do we know if she sold her Honda 50 yet? Is it sold?
No idea. She's still, she was just putting up her, if you haven't been following, if you're not on Twitter, you're missing out by not following Sinead O'Connor. She's gas.
Yeah.
The only worldwide.
She had a tweet saying that literally her assistant would not respond to any tweets unless they were related to the Honda 50.
Unless they're related to the sale of the Honda 50, they may not be replying or asking her assistant. It's so funny.
Brilliant. Right, Mandinka from Sinead O'Connor. As I say, it's almost 22 minutes. It is 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Got the hit bit on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know if you want to play. And well, weather at the moment, we were talking about it earlier on, it's a bit gusty and it's a bit chilly and all that sort of stuff.
Bit of a pox out there.
Not nearly hurricane status, though.
No.
But then, what is?
Well, a very good question. A storm of words has erupted between Met Aaron and the media, which is great, because remember the whole Lorenzo thing?
Lorenzo, I was trying to remember what it was
Storm
called.
Lorenzo, and Storm Lorenzo was coming, and we were all told, oh, the end is nigh. Batten down the hatches. Do not leave. Your man with the funny specs and all was on the telly going, you're all going to be blown away and everything is going to be happening. It turned out there was, with most of the country, not all of us, I know some parts of the country were badly hit and lost electricity and everything.
Yeah.
For most of us, more wind came out of the back of Jim's trousers that morning. I was going to say my own trousers. I should have. Wasn't fair to implicate Jim into the personal hurricane.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, but so it was. So again, it sort of makes you distrust the media when it comes to it. You start going,
because
this
isn't
the
first time, is it? It's not the first time.
This
that
is
we've
not
had
the
that
first
sort of
time.
Thing,
and the Beast from the East of a couple of years back. Remember that happened?
Yeah.
And we all didn't believe it. Well. Okay, I didn't believe it. I got caught and stuck in
you
snow.
You mean, when you say we all didn't believe it, you mean those people who ended up having to have their cars towed out of snowdrifts by local Gardaí and stuff? Is that who you're talking about?
That's who I'm talking about. Yeah, okay, it happened to me, yeah. I didn't believe it. Well, it turns out I was completely wrong. But I had a reason to be wrong.
Yeah.
So Met Aaron are speaking out now.
Oh,
especially
enough,
over Lorenzo. They're speaking out over Lorenzo. They're speaking out. They're saying, look, that was the media completely over-sensationalised the potential impact of Storm Lorenzo. They were saying that the fear that people had on the run-up was completely off the scale. They said they had complaints then to Met Aaron from all types of people.
Yeah.
Were ringing Met Aaron and saying, you jokers, telling me that me dog was going to be blown out the roof. And they're saying, we never said any of that. The media completely overhyped the whole thing.
Oh, it's our fault, isn't it?
Yeah, it is our fault. That's exactly what they're saying.
Right.
They're saying all they can do is accurately tell you what they think, is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can only just tell us what they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Then they've no real sort of power or strength over how the media then report it after.
Right. So if somebody sticks a headline up saying Armageddon, there's nothing they can do about it.
And apparently they contacted a few media places and says, listen, that's totally not what we said. Is there anything you can do about it? And to deaf ears, you know, people were enjoying the sort of hyping up the storm that never really was, you know,
because it's always like that. It's always a heat wave becomes you know, one extreme, it becomes like hotter than Greece.
It's always, we love bragging about it. We get real braggarty. You're dead right, yeah. Barcelona got nothing on Balbriggan.
Yeah.
You know, we do all that.
And
like,
then the other end of the scale is like, you know, coldest ever day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
Kinsale cold. Yeah, penguin scene swimming in Kinsale Harbour, you know. We get the other way altogether. So now they're saying like that it's not their fault. They didn't do it. So then stop blaming us. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
But of course the media are saying, well, we got information, we ran with the information, we don't know. It's the best sort of, well, I didn't even say that.
Yeah, a big boy did it, and then he ran off.
I didn't even say that, mammy. The media man, I told him that it was raining, and then he said it was flooding on in the cul-de-sac, and that does happen.
So it's the ultimate Chinese whispers.
It is, yeah.
It's somebody
it is.
Says
that's
something,
exactly.
Somebody adds a bit more to it.
And then by the time it gets to print and it goes through the editor, the whole world is burning,
yeah.
And we're all flooding, and tides are rising, and there may not be water for it to be gone in the morning.
So is this going to make you change your ways, PJ Gallagher, as a member now of the media? Are you going to suddenly decide, that's me, reformed now, I'm not going to go over the top on anything, I'm not going to, you know, exaggerate or any of that sort of carry on?
No, not particularly. Like, I mean, I get great crack out of it. Like, I mean,
what you should have done there was turned that story into, we have been attacked by Met Aaron.
Yeah,
our veracity is being questioned.
Yeah, go on American style on it. What I will say is, if you listen to what me and Jim were saying about the weather, and then turn on the radio and hear the official weather forecast from Tara and all, you know, it comes from Met Aaron, and you thought, nah, I'm running with the lads on this one. I don't think that's our fault. I think you might be to blame on this one.
I mean, as the great George W. Bush would say, fill me once.
Shame on you.
Yeah, fill me twice.
Twice, fill
me
twice.
Filled again.
Fill me twice. You can't. You see, you can't be filled again.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bida.
I like
hit
it. Bid. Little pause there in the middle and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, getting into us, getting more and more flavour for us. Now that Mike is isolated to another room, makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, he's literally in his own padded cell.
In his own little box
his
over there.
His own padded cell there.
Hello.
You stay there, mister. 560 quid is what it's worth this morning. This is the sound of it. That is the classic hit bit, so we'll try and give it away this morning. Now, Eben Adlam, is that right?
You got it right, mate.
Hey, you getting on, Eben? How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well.
What part of the...
Great morning this morning.
Yeah. With your great morning.
It is indeed, yeah.
God, I don't know. It's a bit nippy, do you
there's
not
a
think?
There's a man with a fabulous outlook on life.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of those great to be alive kind of guys.
It's fresh, all right.
Where are you, Eben? What part of the country are you in?
In the lovely capital of Port Leash.
In the capital of Port Leash?
Port Leash.
Who knew Port Leash had its own capital?
Brilliant.
Right, so, Evan, we'd love to give you a few quid. What do you think?
Well, I'm torn between two answers, but I'm going to go with my gut feeling. And I think it's the B-52's Love Shack.
Right, okay, right. Love Shack. We're only playing that yesterday, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Eben.
That's what changed my mind.
Eben, he's a very positive man, is Eben?
He is, I tell you something. Don't go dousing him now, Michael.
I won't. But unfortunately, it is wrong. It's not the B-52s, but it will be 56-0 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh God,
and also, wait, I'm not finished. It will be Double Money Monday on Monday, which you'll have to wait a couple of days. God, the money really is ebbing and flowing, lads, isn't it?
Oh, my dear. Oh God.
I mean, there's clutching at straws,
there's clutching
right?
at straws, yeah.
And there's... I tell you, unbelievable. Evan, I don't even know where to begin there to apologise about you not winning the money or to apologise on Mike's behalf.
No, I'll give it a shot again on Monday.
Okay, Evan, take it easy.
Cheers,
have a good
man.
One.
Take care of yourself. Have a good one.
And you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now the poor fella's stuck in Port Leash for the day on top of it all.
I still life couldn't get any worse.
Okay, Michael O'Leary's in Cork. How are you, Michael?
How are you doing, PJ?
Not too bad at all, Michael. How are you getting on?
I'm good. And how are you, Fender?
Sorry, Michael. Just PJ seemed to drift there momentarily when he was saying hello to you. He seemed to drift into his little Cork accent.
Excuse me.
Just momentarily. Did you hear that?
I know what I said, all right.
Unbelievable.
Do you want to have your... Why don't you have a... You can have a conversation properly. Colloquial.
I can't talk.
Colloquial kind of Cork.
I can't do a Cork accent to a Corkman. He'll only be laughing at me.
Go on, give it a go. Give it a go. We'll give it a go. Let's let Michael have a... Go on, give a bash.
Michael, I apologise in advance.
You're forgiven.
All right, Michael, let's have a go. What do you think?
What do you reckon to
take
that, Michael?
Take a stab at it there, Michael.
Marks out of 10 for that, Michael.
I give it a 3. Yeah.
You know something? It's actually better than I thought I was going to guess. I don't blame him.
Fair play to you,
it's
man.
It's more Kerry now, to be fair.
More Kerry than Cork.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, I'm more often than not doing a Healy Ray impression.
Anyway, what's Michael, what are you going for? What's your guess?
George Benson, Give Me the Night.
Oh, give me the night, right.
God, I haven't heard that in an age.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Michael, it's not right, unfortunately. Sorry, my friend. Sorry.
Okay.
That's
no
it, lads.
Problem.
Sorry.
What, have you not got a poem?
No, I actually can't think of a poem, would you believe?
Oh, you're off form big time today.
No, I can't think of. I tell you what, give me the night and I'll come up with one tomorrow.
So, having to feed him. We're having to feed him lines now, Michael. Listen, thanks for having a bash, Michael. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself, man.
Andrew.
Cheers. See you, Michael. Have a good one, bye.
Bye-bye now. Right, there we go.
Yeah, look at you putting me on the spot.
I was only just giving you an opportunity to shine. I was giving you an opportunity to shine.
If Mike's joke wasn't terrible, I would have looked like a right agent there.
Hey!
Yeah, thank God for Mike, actually. Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7:10. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Tuesday, 087-188-0008. Hit bit on the way before 8 o'clock, of course, €560. But... Yeah, they've been announced. The celebs going into the jungle have been announced. The big one, of course, is Caitlyn Jenner, isn't it?
The big one's Caitlyn Jenner, who's getting £500,000. £500,000 sterling is what she's getting paid for going into the jungle, which is, I think, that's mental.
So she's getting it for going in regardless, even if she's voted out first.
I suppose that's
she gets
the idea.
That'll
be the fee. There's some great people in it. There's most of them, though, as usual. I don't know who any of them are. That's just me. Because I'm like.
So who do we know?
Well, of course, we can go no further without talking about Andrew Maxwell. Because Andrew Maxwell, who was in the show, who's been a friend of the show, he's going in there. And he was... there was rumours about this now. I hear the sniff, but I didn't want to be the breaker of the rumour.
Right.
Because I was doing, you know, the Kilconomics Festival.
This weekend,
in Kilkenny,
last weekend,
the weekend.
Just gone, yeah.
And I heard Maxwell isn't here and he's in the programme. And then I heard a little bit of a... He's in the jungle. Say nothing to
so know. Literally the jungle drums were beating.
Yeah, the jungle drums were banging for Maxwell. You know? And I was like, all right, okay, yeah. So I heard that he was over there.
I'm assuming that would be regarded as a great move, a big move for him.
Financially,
to
I
go in there.
Now, another rumour I've heard is nobody that goes in there gets less than 100,000 quid.
Brilliant.
So that's huge. And then, of course, when you get out, if you do it anyway, good at all.
Yeah.
You come out, there's a lot of possibilities to capitalise on.
The profile alone from having been in.
You get a lot of chances to capitalise on it, depending on how good you go and how long you're in there.
Yeah.
So I'd say he'll be counting the quids already, I'd say.
Is there any other sort of comedian types in it?
No, I run through the lineup with you.
Yeah, because I'm interested to see whether or not he'll get a chance now to... You know, it'd be good for him if he got a chance to shine.
Yeah, no, he's the only comedian in there.
Brilliant.
It's an unusual gang, right? So there's Maxwell, right? We've said him, so he's in there.
This is the first time there's ever been anybody in there that I've actually met. And sort. No, sorry, I knew Nadia Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the second time.
Jim asked her out before John Delaney. so she's... Oh yeah, she's not there. Maxwell's in. I won't even just give you the names. I'll give you their odds that are winning.
Okay.
I'll give you the odds too. So it'll be like a horsey thing.
Right.
Like it's like we're doing tipsters for charity. So a guy called Roman Kemp. He's a Capital Radio DJ. He's going
never
in as well.
Him.
Don't know him. 5-1 on anyway. The other Irish interest, of course, and this is a big one for us. Nadine Coyle.
Oh, Nadine Coyle.
Nadine Coyle.
Right,
Nadine
okay,
Coyle's
girls
going
allowed.
In. Yeah, she's 34 now. Her first reality TV show since the one that she was discovered on here. Do you remember the Eurostar?
Yeah, the one where she lied about her age.
She lied about the age. It's a famous scene, so hopefully there's loads of that. Now, she's come out just before it and said she's got all these anxiety problems going in there. So she'll be one to watch. She could be, and you know that show. If you've got anxiety problems, stay out of the flipping jungle. Because the audience torture you. They vote for you to do everything.
Exactly, exactly. And
they
of course,
do.
I wonder will she see a flower?
Yeah. You have to eat the flowers.
There'll be loads of lovely flowers in there.
Yeah, loads of lovely flowers. You have to eat the flowers. You don't want to eat the flowers. You'd rather eat the hippopotamus balls than eat the flowers.
Right, who else?
So she's in there. Now, she's in at 10 to 1, right?
Right.
Then, if you're football inclined...
Yeah. She's less... She's longer odds than some...
The DJ lad.
That we've never heard of.
Yeah, the 5 to 1 lad. By the way, Maxwell's 8 to 1. So
not
so
bad.
Thereabouts. There's no... Ian Wright, if you're into the football, Ian Wright, have to say, even though he's a gunner,
very entertaining.
Very entertaining fella.
Yeah.
He'd be
very likeable bloke, yeah.
Yeah, he is a very likeable lad.
He'll do well. I think he'll do really well.
Current favourite before it's even... 5 days before anyone walks into the jungle at all, and he is the current favourite of 5 to 2. Then there's, of course, Caitlyn Jenner. Going in... She's 70, man. Going into that jungle.
That's going to be a bit of an ordeal.
She's 70.
Yeah, but she is a former Olympic gold medal winner.
Yeah, when she was... Yeah. Where would you go with that?
Probably just leave it alone, I'd say.
8 to 1 is all I'll say on that.
Exactly. She's
going in there, 70 years old, and she's the one everyone's going to watch, so all the pressure will be on her too, because she's the big name. Jacqueline Jossa, she's an EastEnders actress at 16 to 1. Don't know her. Miles Stevenson, singer for the X Factor winners, Raxu.
No idea.
12 to 1. Adele Roberts, she's 40, Radio 1 DJ and Big Brother 3 star.
Never heard of her.
She looks vaguely familiar. 20 to 1. James Haskell, rugby player.
Yes, sorry. Well, I know that name. I couldn't put a face on it, but
I think you'd actually know his face. He looks like every other rugby player for England. You know, like they all come out of some sort of press. Don't they? All them rugby players.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, does he have a neck at all?
He's got a bit of a neck. He's probably reduced it since he was playing.
Right.
But he looks familiar. Do you know the way all the forwards in the English rugby team look the same?
Yeah.
Pearly white teeth, a weird headband. And a sort of a rough beard. They all look exactly the same.
Right.
So he's one of them. And then Kate Garraway, who's 52, a TV presenter Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, I kind of know
her. So she's boiling at know her, having been on and off that show.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, she's 16 to 1. So there you go. So that's it. Deirdre O'Kane on the papers as well. They were obviously asking people to... Looking for Maxwell's buddies, I'd say.
To say how well you'll do.
What you think. And Deirdre O'Kane, put your house on him. Put your house on Maxwell.
But Deirdre says nice things about everybody.
She does, in fairness. Yeah. Unless she's telling jokes. Yeah, yeah, she does. Deirdre's
what do you reckon,
though?
You know him well. What do you think?
Maxwell, do you know what I mean? Maxwell, if he goes into all this politics thing, I'd say he won't do himself any favours.
Favours, right, okay.
If he starts harping on about, and then what happened, you know, he's an awful man to, you know, I read a book a week about politics and, you know, he goes into all that.
If he keeps it light.
Yeah, if he keeps it light and if he is the cheeky, chappy Maxwell. If he's doing the whole, I did a gig to 1 million people and, you know, he'd be like, oh, Jesus, Max, I don't... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The 8 to 1 might go out to 80 to 1.
Ian Wright is not impressed by this, and half the English rugby team pretends to be the other fella. They really don't care.
Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way, here at Classic Hits, 7:20, and this Tuesday, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that, and thanks for putting us straight on who Roman Kemp is. Apparently, Roman Kemp is Martin Kemp's son from Spandau Ballet.
You're joking me. Right now, it makes sort of a kind of
so
a sense
what
of
did
a
you,
thing.
He works as a Capital Radio DJ, is that what you said, in England?
Yeah,
in
Capital London. Radio DJ, yeah. 5 to 1 the odds there. He's 26.
Right, okay.
So he's going in. So now we have a...
And apparently, according to Fred, George Michael is his godfather.
Oh, for love... What?
Well, according to Fred, anyway.
Imagine your godfather being more impressive than your actual father. You'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
So there you go. Also, Laura has texted in to say, just in relation to Nadine Coyle, I hope Nadine doesn't forget her passport, lads. But I mean, she did that in the show as well.
Oh, that's right. She forgot the passport, yes, when they asked her to prove her age.
Yeah.
That's right. That was amazing television of the time.
Well, don't they say? Isn't there a big rumour that all of Simon Cowell's success with X Factor and all that sort of stuff was born out of the fact that he was asked to be a judge on that?
Yeah.
And he suddenly thought,
there's something in this,
yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you know,
and
something
that was
in
the
this.
One that launched it off.
And then he went off and did...
he did his own.
Pop Stars or whatever it was called, wasn't it?
Pop Idols.
Whatever it was, I can't remember. But that's, in fairness. Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. By the way, we were talking about Andrew Maxwell being one of the celebrities in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year. The full list has just been announced. And big news, of course, because there's, two Irish interests, Nadine Coyle, we mentioned, and Andrew Maxwell, a man who has literally graced this very studio in recent weeks. And actually, Magic Mike has popped that interview back up on Facebook, right? You can see it in... did he say in video form or in audio form?
It's an audio form, yeah.
It's
no
an audio
video.
Form,
yeah,
Michael, isn't it?
It's audio form, yeah.
Audio form, cool.
So you can have a listen to that there. It's up on our Facebook now if you want to.
And you can have a little... See, was he dropping any... Was he dropping any
Was
hints?
There any clues to what was going on that he was jungle bound?
Yeah.
Was I'm not sure
any,
there was.
As you would say, any sniggledy snake stuff.
Any sniggledy snakes he'd be doing. He'd be eating sniggledy snakes.
He will be.
I'm combing
and
through
happy
it.
Of it.
I'm combing through it. I can't see any clues yet.
It's not so far.
Not so far, no.
There you go.
No hints.
You can do your little Hetty Wainthrop investigates moment on it and find out. Anyway, it's up there on Facebook if you want to check it out. 7:22. Guaranteed Irish Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka here at Classic Hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Do we know if she sold her Honda 50 yet? Is it sold?
No idea. No idea. She's still, she was just putting up her... If you haven't been following, if you're not on Twitter, you're missing out by not following Sinead O'Connor. She's gas.
Yeah.
The only worldwide...
She had a tweet saying that literally her assistant would not respond to any tweets unless they were related to the Honda 50.
Unless they're related to the sale of the Honda 50, they may not be replying or asking her assistant. It's so funny.
Brilliant. Right, Mandinka from Sinead O'Connor. As I say, it's almost 22 minutes. It is 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Got the hit bit on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know if you want to play. And, well, weather at the moment, we were talking about it earlier on. It's a bit gusty and it's a bit chilly and all that sort of stuff.
Bit of a pox out there.
Not nearly hurricane status, though.
No.
But then, what is?
Well, a very good question. A storm of words has erupted between Met Aaron and the media. Which is great, because do you remember the whole Lorenzo thing?
Lorenzo, I was trying to remember what
it was Storm Lorenzo, and it was this day, it was Storm Lorenzo was coming, and we were all told, oh, the end is nigh, batten down the hatches, do not leave. Your man with the funny specs and all was on the telly going, you're all going to be blown away, and everything is going to be happening. It turned out there was, with most of the country, not all of us, I know some parts of the country were badly hit and lost electricity and everything.
Yeah.
For most of us. More wind came out of the back of Jim's trousers that morning. I'm not saying, I was going to say my own trousers. I should have. Wasn't fair to implicate Jim into the personal hurricane.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, but so it was. So again, it sort of makes you distrust the media when it comes to it. You start going,
because
this
isn't
the
first time, is it? It's not the first time.
This
that
is
we've
not
had
the first
sort of
time.
Thing,
and yeah. we've the Beast from the East of a couple of years back. Remember that happened?
Yeah.
And we all didn't believe it. Well. Okay, I didn't believe it. I got caught and stuck in
you
snow.
Mean, when you say we all didn't believe it, you mean those people who ended up having to be have their cars towed out of snowdrifts by local Gardaí and stuff? Is that who you're talking about?
That's who I'm talking about. Yeah, okay, it happened to me, yeah. I didn't believe it. Well, it turns out I was completely wrong. But I had a reason to be wrong.
Yeah.
So Met Aaron are speaking out now.
Oh,
especially
enough,
over Lorenzo. They're speaking out over Lorenzo. They're speaking out. They're saying, look, that was the media completely over-sensationalised the potential impact of Storm Lorenzo. They were saying that the fear that people had on the run-up was completely off the scale. They said they had complaints then to Met Aaron from all types of people.
Yeah.
Were ringing Met Aaron and saying, you jokers, telling me that me dog was going to be blown out the roof. And they're saying, we never said any of that. The media completely overhyped the whole thing.
Oh, it's our fault, isn't it?
Yeah, it is our fault. That's exactly what they're saying.
Right.
They're saying all they can do is accurately tell you what they think, is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can only just tell us what they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Then they've no real sort of power or strength over how the media then report it after.
Right. So if somebody sticks a headline up saying Armageddon,
yeah,
there's nothing they can do about
it. And apparently they contacted a few media places and says, listen, that's totally not what we said. Is there anything you can do about it? And to deaf ears, you know, people were enjoying the sort of hyping up the storm that never really was, you know,
because it's always like that. It's always a heat wave becomes, you know, one extreme. It becomes like hotter than Greece.
It's always we love bragging that. About it. We get real braggarty. You're dead right. Yeah, Barcelona got nothing on Balbriggan.
Yeah,
you know, we do all that.
And
like,
then the other end of the scale is like, you know, coldest ever. Day.
Yeah.
For
Kinsale Cove. Yeah, penguin scene swimming in Kinsale Harbour, you know. We get the other way altogether. So now they're saying like that it's not their fault. They didn't do it. So then stop blaming us. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
But of course the media are saying, well, we got information. We ran with the information. We don't know. It's the best sort of, well, I didn't even say that.
Yeah, a big boy did it and then he ran off.
I didn't even say that, mommy. The media man.
I told him that it was raining and he said it was flooding on in the cul-de-sac and that is happening.
So it's the ultimate Chinese whispers.
It is, yeah.
It's somebody
it is.
Says
that's
something
exactly
somebody adds a bit more to it.
And then by the time it gets to print and it goes through the editor, the whole world is burning.
Yeah.
And we're all flooding and tides are rising and there may not be water for it to be gone in the morning.
So is this going to make you change your ways, PJ Gallagher, as a member now of the media? Are you going to suddenly decide, that's me, reformed now, I'm not going to go over the top on anything, I'm not going to, you know, exaggerate or any of that sort of carry on?
No, not particularly. Like, I mean, I get great crack out of it. Like, I mean,
what you should have done there was turn that story into, we have been attacked by Matt Aaron.
Yeah,
our veracity is being questioned.
Yeah, go on American style on it. What I will say is, if you listen to what me and Jim were saying about the weather and then turn on the radio and heard the official weather forecast from Tara and all, you know, it comes from Matt Aaron, and you thought, nah, I'm running with the lads on this one. I don't think that's our fault. I think you might be to blame on this one.
I mean, as the great George W. Bush would say, fill me once.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Twice fill me.
Twice fill
me
twice.
Filled again.
Fill me twice. You can't. You see, you can't be filled again.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Benda.
I like
hit
it. Bed. Little pause there in the middle and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, getting into it, getting more and more flavour for us. Now that Mike is isolated to another room, makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, he's literally in his own padded cell.
In his own little box
his
over
own
there.
Padded cell
hello,
there.
Hello.
You stay there, mister. 560 quid is what it's worth this morning. This is the sound of it. That is the classic hit bit, so we'll try and give it away this morning. Now, Eben Adlam, is that right?
You got it right, mate.
Hey, you getting on, Eben? How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well.
What part of the...
Great morning this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great morning.
It is indeed, yeah.
God, I don't know. It's a bit nippy, do you
there's
know?
There's a man with a fabulous outlook on life.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of those great to be alive kind of guys.
It's fresh, all right.
Where are you, Eben? What part of the country are you in?
In the lovely capital of Port Leash.
In the capital of Port Leash?
Port Leash.
Who knew Port Leash had its own capital?
Brilliant.
Right, so, Evan, we'd love to give you a few quid. What do you think?
Well, I'm torn between two answers, but I'm going to go with my gut feeling. And I think it's the B-52's Love Shack.
Right, okay, right. Love Shack. We're only playing that yesterday, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Evan.
That's what changed my mind.
Eben, he's a very positive man, is Eben?
He is, I tell you something. Don't go dousing him now, Michael.
I won't. But unfortunately, it is wrong. It's not the B-52s, but it will be 56-0 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh God,
and also, wait, I'm not finished. It will be Double Money Monday on Monday, which you'll have to wait a couple of days. God, the money really is ebbing and flowing, lads, isn't it?
Oh, my dear. Oh God.
I mean, there's clutching at straws.
There's clutching at straws, yeah.
And there's... I tell you, unbelievable. Evan, I don't even know where to begin there to apologise about you not winning the money or to apologise on Mike's behalf.
No, I'll give it a shot again on Monday.
Okay, Evan, take it easy.
Cheers,
have a good
man.
One.
Take care of yourself. Have a good one.
And you, take care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, yeah.
And now the poor fella's stuck in Port Leash for the day, top of it all.
I thought life couldn't get any worse.
Okay, Michael O'Leary's in Cork. How are you, Michael?
How are you doing, PJ?
Not too bad at all, Michael. How are you getting on?
I'm good, and how are you?
Sorry, Michael. Just PJ seemed to drift there momentarily when he was saying hello to you. He seemed to drift into his little Cork accent.
Excuse me.
Just momentarily. Did you hear that?
I know what it said, all right.
Unbelievable.
Go on. Do you want to have your... Why don't you have a... You can have a conversation properly.
I can't talk.
Colloquial kind of Cork.
I can't do a Cork accent to a Corkman. He'll only be laughing at me.
Go on, give it a go. Give it a go.
No, Jim.
We'll give it a go. Let's let Michael have a... Go on, give a...
Oh,
give
my
a,
God.
Give us a bash.
Michael, I apologise in advance.
You're forgiven.
All right, Michael, let's have a go. What do you think?
Hey! What do you reckon to
take
that, Michael?
Take a stab at it there, Michael.
Marks out of 10 for that, Michael.
I give it a 3. Yeah.
You know something? It's actually better than I thought I was going to guess. I don't blame him.
Fair play to you,
it's
man.
It's more Kerry now, to be fair.
Yeah, Yeah, more Kerry than Cork.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, I'm more often than not doing a Healy Ray impression.
Anyway, what's Michael? What are you going for? What's your guess?
George Benson, Give Me the Night.
Oh, give me the night, right?
God, I haven't heard that in an age.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Michael, it's not right, unfortunately. Sorry, my friend. Sorry.
Okay.
That's
no
it, lads.
Problem.
Sorry.
What, have you not got a poem?
No, I actually can't think of a poem, would you believe
me? Oh, you're off form big time today.
No, I can't think of. I tell you what, give me the night and I'll come up with one tomorrow.
So, having to feed him. We're having to feed him lines now, Michael. Listen, thanks for having a bash, Michael. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself, man.
Andrew.
Cheers. See you, Michael. Have a good one, bye.
Bye-bye now. Later, right, bye-bye. There we go.
Yeah, look at you putting me on the spot.
I was only just giving you an opportunity to shine. I was giving you an opportunity to shine.
If Mike's joke wasn't terrible, I would have looked like a right age there.
Hey!
Yeah, thank God for Mike, actually, now you think about it. Now you think about it. Wait for it. There it is. Our little, that was exactly the same as when you told her that you used to have a crush on her.
Oh, Jesus, why'd you remind me of that? I never get over that. What a stupid thing to do.
No, I mean, it was very good of you to kind of, you know, confess it to her.
She
just didn't take it in quite the same way.
You know what I mean? The first time you're talking to someone on the phone. I really fancied you back in the day. What a... Idiot.
Anyway, Mel C, alongside Brian Adams, who is, we've just literally found out from Magic Mike, who's with us in here filming at the moment, that he is a devoted vegan.
He's a devoted vegan, yesterday was the beginning. Oh no, what am I talking about? It is World Vegan Month. What
it is.
Jeepers, yesterday.
That'd be November.
Yeah. The 11th being the first day of November. It is already, we are well and truly into World Vegan Month. This is World Vegan Month. Yeah, we're in it. And like, you know what I mean? When you look at the weather and you look at the climate crisis, it's also Climate Action Week. So RTE every day now, they have all these climate action TVs and all that. That's the start. That is this week. That's something I indeed have gotten right. I think we should mark that. Maybe make a priority for it.
Mike, would you mind just putting that into the minutes? Thank you.
The book of things PJ got right. It's a tiny. It actually might not be able to find it.
Yeah. But it's like the Carlsberg phone. You'd have to blow the dust off it. Anyway,
but it is so, and of course veganism plays into that as well. So vegans, and let's be honest, we've been a bit fair, right? We've been mocking and laughing and giggling.
But I'm sort of coming around, right? Because I've been talking to you for a while now about this Netflix program, which I think is amazing. This thing, The Game Changer.
I haven't seen it now. You're mad for it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and I think it's absolutely brilliant, right? The Game Changers. And it's totally different way. Because it's not about the saving the world, it's not about saving the cows, it's not about any of that sort of stuff. It's actually athletes. So it's performance stuff. It's a totally different approach to veganism, but showing how much better it is for you and how all of those myths about not enough protein and all that sort of stuff go out the window and blah, blah, blah. That's if you believe it, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, but it's a great program. Well worth a watch.
Very hard to be vegan, you know. It's meant to just sort of turn on the tap like that, I'd say.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I'd be the same. I mean, you know, you'd look at us and you'd go, yeah, and then what would I have for my lunch?
And then I like...
What about the eggs?
A little bit of a something before the bed.
It's tough. We're looking to see if there's any. I mean, I'd love to know what is the ultimate in terms of a great vegan recipe.
Yeah, when you see now, and now I'm like.
Like you before, were a vegetarian.
Yeah, but can I just support you as much as I can on this, right?
Right.
A great vegan recipe that can be done in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are going to send in, I have this incredible recipe for a chickpea wizard soup, and you get it, and it's amazing. And then they name off a bunch of crap. You have to go to four different Brazilians who live in one place in Waterford or something to get.
Yeah.
So, you know,
some of the ingredients are things that you never. You know, they're not in the average cupboard.
Yeah, that's the thing. Stuff that you can rock around the spa and go, right, I'm going to make a quick dinner for myself.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. If anyone has a way of doing that, I'd love to hear.
Because, you see, because to be fair, with PJ having his vegetarian past,
we thought
we might celebrate World Vegan Month by actually inviting PJ to take on a vegan challenge.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it till like the end of the week or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do that, no problem. Yeah. I'll give it a go. Now, obviously, like, I had me porridge there this morning. Yeah.
But should that be only... That's only about the 15th or 16th. She has half the month to go after that.
Don't you get over to in the whole month? You can get realistic with yourself. Unbelievable. I'll do it to the end of the week. I'll do it. I'll see. We'll see how you get on. Maybe if I enjoy it.
Yeah, but we want to sort of help him along the way. So if there's a devoted vegan listening who thinks that, you know, they could give PJ some words of absolute wisdom on how to knock up a tasty breakfast, lunch, dinner, and actually in PJ's case, you'll need about sort of 6 or 8 meals a day.
That's the problem, you see.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And when you're eating the protein, like the chicken and the whatever.
Yeah, the eggs and all.
Yeah, that's grand. But when you're eating, when you're just eating root crop in a constant cycle, last time I tried it, I was just chewing my jaw was wrecked from chewing the amount of food I had to put in.
Right.
But I had my porridge this morning because I bought it yesterday.
Well, how
so I've a couple of turkey burgers, so I'll have them as well tonight.
I thought you were becoming vegan.
I am. It is a vegan day. I bought them yesterday.
You're going to eat turkey burgers today?
I bought them yesterday.
On the basis that... How does that work?
Because I'm vegan today. I bought them yesterday.
The vegan bit is about the eating of the food, not the buying of the food.
It's also about saving the planet. Do you want me to throw things in the bin or what do you want to do? Do you want to waste things or what?
Are you listening to this?
Yes. That's what it is. I bought them yesterday. I bought the burgers and the milk yesterday.
So
and the cheese that I have as well. So I'm going to eat that.
Milk, cheese and turkey burgers on the day you declare you're becoming vegan for a while.
I bought them when I wasn't a vegan. I bought them when I wasn't a vegan. I'm a vegan now. And vegans don't like wasting things.
Right. Okay, yeah.
God, this is the basics.
How could I not have seen that? Come on, Jim. Unbelievable.
This is the basics.
What about this?
So if anyone has a vegan recipe that goes with turkey burgers, I'd be sorted for tonight.
Somebody wants to know whether your vegan challenge will go as well as your Rubik's Cube challenge.
Well, it's that I tell you, someone's done it.
Yeah.
The Rubik's Cube is done.
But anyway, we'll get back to that in a second because I want to bring you this. Who's this? Stuart. Is it Stuart that thinks text in? Say, quick vegan dinner. Just want to see how this plays out with you, buddy, right?
Yeah.
Carrot sticks with celery sticks and some hummus.
Oh, jeez. That sounds like I'll just pick up sticks in the park and eat them. Yeah, I don't fancy them with the turkey burgers at all, though.
Yeah. Somebody saying, lads, the happy pair do a chickpea curry. That's super tasty. Takes about 15 minutes.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
This is the sort of thing you can give it a go.
Is that technically cheating if you buy, somebody else's creation?
No! Of course it's not.
Right.
It's just a way of getting some food.
So basically you're going to have to make a beeline for the happy pair.
I don't have 300 quid for a lunch, dinner, and I love the lads are great and all.
Remember they gave us the cookery book that they did?
Yes.
And you look through it and some of the stuff does look great.
Their food is great.
But then you see the list of ingredients.
Yeah,
and again,
that's what I'm talking about.
It is a little bit of like,
their food
where am I going to get cacao nibs or whatever?
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, cacao nibs. Does anyone know do they do them in the Centra? I don't think so.
Or whatever.
And then they do their food.
Mad spices and stuff.
Like we were saying earlier, and it's true, their food is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. They do great food. It's a little price, but it's gorgeous. But you ever get the desserts? It's like you've eaten a model of a food. it's like someone's made a cake out of cardboard for the ad, and you eat it, and you're just like...
You know. Somebody's suggesting you have a veggie burger instead of your turkey burgers.
Yeah, but how does it... I don't know if that counts, does it? If there's oils or... I don't know. Yeah, but you could be right, yeah. Veggie burger. But you see, that's grand. But the turkey burgers... I can't reiterate this enough. I bought them.
You paid for
yesterday.
Them. Yeah,
yeah. They were paid for when I wasn't a vegan.
Right.
I am today, so I can eat them today.
At the risk of
because they were
the
bought.
Obvious. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Somebody has actually texted in to say vegans don't eat turkey, PJ, just so that you are.
They don't buy it either. But if you bought them before you were a vegan and you eat them, you're a vegan because you're saving the planet by not wasting them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Listen, if anybody has...
Vegans don't throw animals in the bin because they're in a bad mood. That's all I'm saying.
If anybody has any suggestions or if you are a vegan that would like to have a little chat with our PJ and guide him as to try and find something he might actually like eating.
There you go. Look at that now. There's someone that has a Hannah.
Yeah.
Oreos are vegan. Now, Oreos and turkey burgers for lunch. That's that one sorted. Now, I just need another
Oreos
one.
And turkey burgers. And a glass of milk or something, yeah?
Well,
and a cheese sandwich.
The blueberry milk. Once again, I bought it yesterday.
Yeah, staying alive from the BGs. Or the VGs, actually. Maybe we'll call them now on our current kick.
The Bee Gees. That's a great name.
It's the vegan Bee Gees. Staying alive here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:22. Lots of stuff coming in about the idea that it is World Vegan Month, and we're getting PJ on the kick. He's volunteered, just to be clear about it. Mind you, somebody did point out, I think it was actually Dolores in Galway pointed out that this thing you keep going on about, you know, with the whole buying your turkey burgers yesterday. And
yesterday,
all that.
Yeah.
Said you're starting to sound a bit like Ross in Friends when he's trying to explain his reason for cheating. And he kept saying, we were on a break.
Oh, for God's sake. Unbelievable.
Well spotted. A lot of people have pointed out as well that you could technically freeze your turkey burgers until you're no longer a vegan anymore.
No, frozen meat's not nice. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? As a vegan now, I struggle with meat at the best of times. Never mind the defrosting of it. It's never the same. It's not. It's never the same. Sure, right. It's not. It never quite defrosts.
A vegan who's going to have a turkey burger tonight. Which, can I just point out?
I bought them yesterday. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Bought them yesterday.
Somebody said, surely Jim has to do vegan for a week as well. Well, you see, the beauty of it is I'm already... what did we discover I was? We had it on CSI the other day. I'm flexitarian.
Yeah.
Am I?
What? Yeah. What was the description?
It was
for
basically
that? It was somebody who eats.
It was a vegetarian who occasionally eats meat.
Yeah. For God's sake.
Brilliant, brilliant. Come here. Somebody has pointed out that Guinness is a vegan drink. Well, there you go. You see, that's where I'm vegan.
I don't like Guinness. That's I don't like Guinness.
That's my contribution to veganism.
That's your contribution
to veganism. Is Guinness. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that he gets a mad goo for a burger after a few of them. That's how they're called. Yeah. You can imagine, Jim. Now there's me vegan bit done. I'd love? I'd love one of them pizzas where there's 48 different types of animal on it.
Jerry, give us a pint of Guinness and one of those big burgers you do for them with the chips.
Yeah, the one that you caught there yesterday. I heard the gunshot. I know you have one.
John has been on. Let's just say he didn't mince his words. Can you say even mince when you're talking about vegans? Anyway, he says, vegans are a scourge on society.
Ah, for the love of God. How is that now? And how could a vegan be a scourge on society? They literally do no harm. And if PJ is to go whole hog, him and Magic Mike would have to swap the room as well. With the unhealthy smell, that's a sort of racist. Vegans smell the same as any other people, surely. Isn't that mad that there's that much sort of vitriol? John's not having it.
He's not having it at all. Anyway, so far we still haven't established any particularly great vegan recipes for you to try. You know, nobody seems to have volunteered the fact that being maybe vegan themselves that they have.
Yeah. It's not easy.
It just goes to show. It is a tough thing.
Yeah, it's not easy. I'm sure you can get into a rhythm with it, but it's not easy. Toughest thing about being a vegan, says Liam in Galway, right? The toughest thing about being a vegan is getting up at 5 a.m. to have the almonds milk. You know?
Anastasia, I'm out of love here at Classic Hits. Almost 18 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 087-188-0008 as always if you fancy having a bash. But not the only chance to win this morning, because we got our Deacon Blue tickets. Now, bizarrely, we found out yesterday, PJ discovered, because we were proper confused by it, because we were talking about tickets going on sale for this gig on the 15th of November, okay, which is this Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. But bizarrely, the gig said it was on Tuesday the 3rd of November, which had us confused.
It had us confused. I was like, wait a minute, that was last week. But no, we looked at this. 3rd of November 2020.
Bizarre.
So there's a lot of that going on. I saw Ed Byrne is the latest person doing it. He's selling his tour now for this time next year.
A year in advance.
I don't know why. It's a real new thing. It's the last few years this has started happening.
Well, that's what it's all about anyway. The Olympia Theatre, Tuesday, 3rd of November of 2020. The ticket's going on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. It is Deacon Blue. And it is your chance to check out. They'll be playing all of the hits and, of course, the new stuff from City of Love. Which is going to be released next year as well. So all you got to do is, it's all about Fergus Sings the Blues. Our Fergus has given a particular song a blues kind of makeover, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, blues makeover. So this is now a song about another song. It's a blues song about another song.
Yeah.
So you tell us, what song is this song about?
Well said, sir. Have a listen to this.
This one is going out to my friend PJ. Anyone who ever held you would tell you the way I'm feeling, yeah. Anyone who ever wanted you would try to tell you what I feel inside. The only thing I ever wanted was the feeling that you ain't faking. The only one you ever thought about. Wait a minute, can't you see?
What? In the name of God.
Fergus is getting into us. Is that more? Is that more?
No, that's it.
No, that's it. Right, okay.
I literally got a Riddler's...
Well, straight away at the start, he gave a big clue by dedicating it to you anyway.
What?
That might help people. 087...
Dedicate it to me?
Yeah, 087-188-0008. If you know what it is, we need your name and your answer. What is the song that Fergus has given a blues makeover to there? Any ideas? 087-188-0008. Do you want to hear it again?
I don't know if I'm able to listen to that again. What was that? That was a very...
Right, come on, here. Let's give him just one more shot.
Right, okay.
This one is going out to my friend PJ. Anyone who ever held you would tell you the way I'm feeling, yeah. Anyone who ever wanted you would try to tell you what I feel inside.
What is he going on about?
The only thing I ever wanted was the feeling that you ain't faking. The only one you ever thought about. Wait a minute. Can't you see?
That's just disturbing. That's just very disturbing.
I guarantee you lots of people will get it. One of the big clues is the fact that Fergus dedicated it to PJ, of course.
Right, well, if it's dedicated to me, it has to be some pox of a band like Simply Red or UB40 or something stupid like that.
Are you serious? The penny's not dropping at all.
No.
With the lyrics, no? Wow.
All I can hear is anyone you ever want.
Let's see how you get on with that. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. What is the song that Fergus has just bluesified for your chance to win Deacon Blue tickets? Well, did the penny drop?
I have it now. Now yeah. I get it.
Well
now
done.
Now
yeah.
I get it.
That was the one. That was the song that Fergus had sung the blues
Should've
on.
Known.
Yeah, especially with it being dedicated to you. Simply Red from Stars. Well done to Bridget Burke in Kildare, who's the winner of our Deacon Blue tickets. Correctly spotted Simply Red and Stars as Fergus singing the blues on that one.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Right, this week, of course, Kinsale Hotel and Spa. You've got a luxury two-night stay in the bridal suite, dinner on one evening, two spa treatments, all celebrating their wedding showcase happening on the 24th of November. They'll be showcasing the beautiful Rathmore Banqueting Suite, exquisite guest rooms, as well as the newly renovated bar and restaurant. You can check it all out and all of the other bits and pieces that they have to offer as well, of course, on their website, kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
So there you go. 7 is the score to beat. 8 the score that will put you into the lead. You probably need a couple more than that, maybe, if you're going to be the standout at the end. But Darren Howley is in Cork and he's going to have a go. How are you, Darren?
How's it going, PJ?
Not too bad at all. Darren, I tell you, you won't have far to travel now if you win this.
No, I won't.
So. Are you anywhere near Kinsale? Are you in Cork City or where are you?
I'm actually just across the border into Cork from Limerick.
So.
Mallow.
Oh, Mallow. Yeah, Mallow, of course. Yeah, where Demi is from. She was on Ray Darcy there on Friday chatting away about it. Do you know Demi, no? Here's me asking people. Look, I love all this. I love the Irish thing. I love that. What about Patrick? Do you know Patrick?
Yeah, I know Paddy, yeah.
Ah, yeah, sure. Everybody knows Paddy.
Everybody knows Paddy. So, Darren, are you a bit of a quizzer anyway?
Kinda.
Righto.
But to be fair, you're like 7's not the biggest score to try and take on. You must be confident enough about that, Darren, yeah?
We'll see. I wouldn't like to be cocky, though. We'll see.
True enough, yeah, look. Yeah. Darren's saying nothing. Darren's just like, give me the questions before you start making me...
He'll end up getting about 18. Watch this. Right, here we go, Darren. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck to you. Here we go.
Which island in the Pacific is celebrated for its mysterious stone heads?
Pass.
Easter Island. Seismology is the study of what phenomenon?
Rocks.
Earthquakes. Which group had its hits September and After the Love Has Gone in 1979?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Earth, Wind & Fire. Which 80s group had a hit in 1993 with Ordinary World?
Duran Duran.
Tara Street and Connolly Railway Stations are in what Irish city?
Dublin.
What was the title of the first official James Bond film?
Dr. No.
The Dingo was a wild member of what animal?
Dog.
Which singer rose to fame when Eminem sampled her song Thank You into the song Stan?
Dido.
Where in Europe would a car with DK be from?
Germany.
In Denmark, which word beginning slash or chop is also a slang term for a journalist?
Oh, pass.
A hack. In which Italian city would you find Marco Polo Airport?
Turin.
It's Venice. What is the capital of Iran?
Tehran.
In what year did the Pope visit Ireland first?
79.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 79.
They were very hard questions. They were tough, like.
Yeah, a few tricky ones right
all
at the
around
start.
The world you were with them, in fairness.
A few tricky ones at the start, that's for sure. Right, how did we do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as well.
So, yeah.
Seven as well. Just one away from taking the lead. That's unfortunate, Darren.
Honestly, Darren, they were tough. They
tough
weren't
questions
easy. All sorts of dates, years, and geographic locations, and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, sure. Look, that's the way the cookie crumbles. What do you do?
Good stuff, Darren. Listen, thanks a million for playing anyway, man. Have a good day.
Down, lads.
Cheers,
buddy. And tell Demi and Paddy I was asking for them.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.